Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, let's do this. What's on your mind? Friday edition. Kevin Flint, Scott Henin is off today. Kevin Flint, Todd Mitchell here, keeping the fires burning, and no stream today for the
no video.
Normal. We've been doing the video thing, which is just fine. I didn't shave, so
I even put a shirt on and pants. But
all right. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Started out 2021 doing the radio ads in a sauna. Scott was there. And why were they doing that? Of course, talking about wellness. It's the number one wellness product on the planet. It is. There are lots of benefits. Boost the immune system, white blood cells. It prevents illness. You sweat out the toxins. That's real. A lot of good and a lot more good beyond that. So they've got, and the thing is, right now, I'm not even going to mention the W word coming in 6 months from now, but you want that Finley Osana. They can set one up in your garage and plug it into the wall, and you are sweating. You're good to go. But the Finley Osana is all different sizes and shapes and different things like that. And, of course, hot spring spas, the hot tubs were experiencing a bit of a backlog, as everybody is, but they are well stocked now. And speaking of patio furniture, I just got a text from Vince. The patio furniture is in. They've been waiting for it since February. They just got a massive shipment of patio furniture. So if you're looking, go to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com, in Grand Forks, Bismarck, and West Fargo, right on 13th Avenue in West Fargo. Tell them the What's on Your Mind crew sent you in there. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com.
That's a Viking Super Bowl win.
No, I don't think that's happening either.
W word?
No, it would be a seasonal word that I'm not going to mention right now.
Well,
it's going to be a beautiful
one season.
It is true. The Vikings have no. I mean, let's be real. The Vikings said they had an okay draft. I think that Zim has lost half of the locker room. I don't know. We'll see. Well, it's always a we'll see, but the bottom line,
dream speech.
The bottom line, I think, man, is that Kirk Cousins is not a winner. I mean, he's won games.
Yeah.
He can get certain things done here, but he doesn't put the nail in the coffin. He doesn't have it.
Yeah.
It took Case Keenum to get a pass to remember the miracle? I mean, Keenum did that. You know, what has Cousins done since? There's my 2 cents on the
third string quarterback to win the game. Yeah,
exactly. What's on your mind today, Friday? Let's just say we're rolling on the phones. We got a couple of great guests. We're going to talk to Stephen Moore. I saw him on Fox and Friends. Steve Moore is the former Trump economic advisor, and we're going to be talking about the economy, the unemployment number, the jobs number, the number of jobs that are available right now, and the fact that we're paying people not to work in any fashion is just beyond my understanding. 9+ million job openings, and we can't find anybody that, you know, it hasn't been that long. Where did everybody go? Are they all in their basement on the couch playing the video games? Wow, where did everybody go? Seems like we lost, you know, a quarter of the working population just because of COVID. But we'll talk to Steve Moore about that a little more at the bottom of the hour. After the second hour, right after the top of the hour, Ben Holland. Ben Holland is the North Dakota Game and Fish Aquatic Nuisance Species Coordinator based out of Jamestown. Going to talk about the different species that are going around. And our main man, Doug Lear, is going to be on as well. He's the outreach biologist for the Game and Fish as well. Doug's a good friend, too, and we're just going to talk to those guys about the problems in North Dakota. I know Minnesota. I mentioned earlier, Todd, I live on a lake in Minnesota. We have giant Chinese snails. Search them.
What?
I'm not kidding you. Hold on. Giant Chinese
snail. I was going to say, let me Google
snail.
That, too.
There it is. Look at how big they get. All right? We had them, and the one I saw,
ooh,
and her thing went around. Yeah, click on images once, dude. And
I'm
so the one I saw was probably 2 inches in diameter. I mean, a big. You're interested when you're at the lakes. You're used to seeing those little snails.
As those things go, because as I'm looking, these things are overfilling hands.
Ugh. Oh yeah, they get massive, and they normally when you're in the lakes area, you'll see a snail. Or, you know, you're even a devil. You'll see a little bitty snails about the size of an M&M. These things are the size of a golf ball or bigger, and they get bigger and bigger. And they are an invasive species. So, and we're dealing with milfoil. We're dealing with zebra mussels.
Well,
we're dealing with flowering rush.
Things happen. I guess we're going to have to ask Game and Fish about that.
Yeah.
Because how the heck did this happen?
One thing I'm interested to find out, too, is they've got this invasive carp series that are they're like flying fish. Have you seen these? These carp that fly out of the water?
Yep.
Like thousands, and they'll jump in the boat. And they're making their way north, too. They've been dealing with those down south. So we'll talk to those guys. Game and Fish coming up after... After the top of the second hour here. So what's on your mind?
Being able to fish with just fish jumping right into the boat. I mean, that's
I know, right?
A lifelong dream, right?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's catching right there. 800-228-0550 is the number to call. 800-228-0550. If you want to text Todd, Scott is unavailable today. What is the number for you, my friend?
701-226-8503.
226-8503. There you go. So we've got a lot on the plate here. We can chew on any of it. If you want to talk about what's going on with the door-to-door plan to come and make sure that you've got the COVID-19 preventative compound. Stop calling it a vaccine. It's the COVID-19 immune system trigger preventative compound is what you're getting.
Okay.
There's not an antibody to be seen anywhere in any of those vaccines. The more I read about this mRNA stuff, the mRNA, this compound and how what it is and how it works and what it's supposed to do, and then every time I hear it called a vaccine in the true sense of the word vaccine, are you kidding me? It's not a vaccine.
That's just something so the sheep will think, oh, I get vaccine, I don't get disease. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
And here's... And believe me, I'm no virologist, I'm no doctor, but here's, and I don't know how many different articles, journal entries, things I've read from different medical professionals over the last year and a half. mRNA, when you say RNA, you're in the neighborhood of DNA, okay? So what this does, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, if you've heard differently, if you're a virologist, what this does is it's a protein at the cellular level that triggers an immune response in those with a weakened immune system. So, elderly people that are immunocompromised, their immune system isn't good. What the mRNA does is it goes into the cells and it triggers that protein, that immune response, if the virus shows up. In other words, it shows up at the cell. I'm here to make you sick. The compound pops that protein. And that's the immune response, the immune system response that it's supposed to trigger. That's why you can get it after you've gotten the shot, because you don't have the antibodies from it. Okay? It's a big part of it. They're going to come door to door. Well, here, you got it. Well, let's just hear the man, the main man. Main man tell, we got to get over our fear of this. We just need to let the knocking continue.
You've got to ask, what is the problem? Get over it. Get over this political statement. Just get over it and try and save the lives of yourself and your family.
Saving lives. That's what we're doing.
Get over it.
Did you get that, Todd? Just
get over it.
Just do that.
Exactly what you want to hear out of your doctor. Get over it.
Yeah.
Hey,
doctor,
I feel well. Well, get over it.
Oh, I have this large tumor on my brain.
Get over it.
Well, but I have a tumor on my heart.
Get over it.
But I had a heart attack.
Get over it.
But I had come on.
Get over it.
Yeah, if they would have told me, you know, back
who is this
time
guy?
My heart attack, oh, just get over it.
And why are we still listening to him?
One. Yeah, no kidding, right? That should not be in the doctor's bedside vocabulary. Just should
By the way, coming up, Kev's hot mix of the Eagles song, Get Over It. It's the Fauci mix coming up on What's On Your Mind. I'll have it for you shortly. The number is 800-228-0550. Becca in Medicine Lake, Montana. Shout out for a local event going on. Becca, what's on your mind? What's happening?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I'd like to... I'd like to plug our barbecue we got going on. The Medicine Lake Volunteer Fire Department is doing a barbecue for people who are not sick of hamburgers quite yet after the fourth weekend. It'll be in Medicine Lake at the fire hall from 11 till 1 tomorrow, July 10th. And the proceeds will go, we will donate the proceeds to the VFW Post 8869 out of Medicine Lake who support the Tom Prater Scholarship. And the reason we're doing it is because the VFW was unable to do the Memorial and Veterans Day barbecue in 2020 due to COVID. So we want to help them out. So
oh, very good.
I'd like to invite everybody to come out and look at our gorgeous fire truck and spend a couple hours in the department and have a burger. And
beautiful. I love it. All right, so Medicine Lake, and that's, if you're over probably about two and a half hours west of Tioga into northeastern Montana?
We're an hour and 15 minutes from Williston. So we're
there you
about
go.
6 to 5 miles from Williston. Yep, right
All
on
right. Be a great event. What's on your mind? We'll be right back.
The 10 best days of summer are near. Get ready because the Red River Valley Fair is back, and it's better than ever. Get your mega pass today that gets you unlimited gate admission and unlimited rides from July 9th through the 18th. Bring your friends for the 10 best days of summer. Get your mega pass today at RedRiverValleyFair.com before those prices go up. You don't want to miss the fun at the 10 best days of summer at the Red River Valley Fair, all in West Fargo.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
Get over it.
Hey, somebody shut him up. Scott Hennon off today. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, 800-228-0550. Here's from Becca.
You told Fauci to get over it.
I did, yeah. Get out. Get over it. Leave. Stop talking. Don't care what you have to say. And do not knock on my door. 800-228-0550. With Becca calling in with their deal out of Medicine Lake, Montana for the fire department, I thought, that was a cool plug. And I thought, if you've got an event, why don't we used to do a thing called Free Plug Friday. If you've got an event, you're listening, and something happening, maybe a street fair, a town festival going on this weekend in our neighborhood, and if you're listening, give us a call. We'll give you a free plug on it. 800-228-0550. It's always fun this time of year because you got street dances and you've got farmers markets and all, you know, and you mentioned, this weekend, if you're in or around New Salem, North Dakota, the ND Country Fest is going on.
Yeah.
They had to cancel last year, right? I think they did.
They did. They, you know, and they waited as long as they possibly could because they really did want to hold it because
yeah, yep,
it
was going right. to be, I remember
we
that.
Needed something. But at the last minute, it was like, ugh, all right, we're going to have to pull the plug. But
that was
They tried.
It was two summers ago that my buddy Blind Joe got to sing with Joe Nichols. No, it was Jake Owen. He got to sing with Jake Owen, and it was just an amazing moment. I saw Blind Joe is back. He's going to be there this year. And they started the deal last night in New Salem. I know they still have tickets, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have tickets. Today it's they got Kimberly Atwood, Breaking Eight, Lake and Lindale. They're a band out of the cities, obviously. Diamond Rio, Grantley Gilbert, the headliner tonight. Dustin Lynch, John Michael Montgomery, Leroy Parnell is still out touring. On the road, he's going to be the early act with Julia Cole and Eric Chester tomorrow. So that's right under. What are they? What's the cow in New Salem? Is it
Sue?
Sue, yes, Sue. I forgot for a second, but
I'm running a campaign to get the town name changed to Moo Salem and have tourists buy shirts and hats and swag and all that stuff.
I love that.
You know, get people to get off the interstate one stop before Mandan or one stop after Mandan, depending on which way you're going. But they haven't rallied around that idea for some reason. I just thought there's a lot of tourism dollars to be had there.
A great setup there too. The way it's all set up right in New Salem, right off the interstate. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
So that's going on. In the east part of the state, Red River Valley Fair kicks off tonight and runs all through next week. They've got a great lineup of entertainment there. Skillet is on the stage tonight. They're a heavier band.
Then
Chris Young and Michael Ray tomorrow, and then they've got
Sticks.
That
way Scott's not here today. Yeah. He's getting ready for the Skillet concert.
No, he's actually at a wedding in Perham, Minnesota. Yeah,
well, I think it'd be funnier to tell people he's getting ready for the Skillet concert because that's his style, right?
That would so much not be Scott. Yep. But no, he's at the neighbor girl's wedding, I guess, in Perham, Minnesota. Speaking of Perham, our main man Mike from Perham checked in on the Be the Buffalo hotline. That's 855-200-1776, press extension 1. What's up, Mike?
And good morning, you guys.
Morning.
This is Mike in Perham.
Hello, Mike.
You know, I have a plan. They knock at the door. I just simply turn up the sound on the television and ignore them. The Jehovah's Witness haven't come here yet. And if that doesn't work, I have plan B. I'm going to sick the dog on them.
Like it.
Who the hell do these people think they are?
Isn't that the truth? Who do you think you are? And I have a question about this whole thing. Where are the people going to come from? Where are you going to get these door knockers to knock on 300 million doors or whatever? Where are they coming from?
Later this afternoon, Dr. Steve and I are going to be talking about that for K-Fire listeners in the K-Fire Cafe. They're going to be setting up regional health departments, taking over state health departments, to which I quickly asked the question, can you picture Kristi Noem signing off on that? Oh, sure, go ahead and take our South Dakota Health Department. That's fine. I don't see that happening.
Not in a... No.
No.
So, not happening.
So heaven forbid that becomes the thing where the, you know, maybe they rename it to not be confused with the current North Dakota Department of Health, you know, the North Dakota Health,
right.
I don't know, Coalition,
yeah.
Whatever, pick a name, right? And then all of a sudden we got door knockers. Because obviously the White House isn't coming to Perham, Minnesota, knocking on his door.
You know,
we all know it's not going to be Joe Biden knocking door to door. We get it.
No.
But at the same time, it's like, wait a minute. How are you going to do this? And, well, that is the early mechanism.
We have many questions. There's a lot of questions.
The last thing we need is the government knocking on our doors, insisting we do a bunch of stuff that really wouldn't be a good idea.
So we need to get over our questions? Is that
get over it.
Okay, stop with the questions. I got it. No more, nothing, can't
end. Get over it.
I'm shutting up then, sir. Thank you. Wow.
You're know, learning.
What could, you know, I want to play this quick clip. This is from Laura Ingram, the Ingram Angle, last night. And she talked with a gal in about, you know, and basically it comes down to what could possibly go wrong. You know, what could possibly go wrong with the government coming, hey, we're here to help.
Yeah, so much.
I'm from the government, I'm here to help.
Well, my next guest is having a little trouble getting over it, Tony. Barbara Orandello, listen to Fauci and the experts who are guilting Americans into getting the COVID vaccine, no matter what their preconditions, by the way. She received her second dose of Moderna on March 3rd, and what happened to her afterward is deeply disturbing. Barbara joins us now, along with her daughter, Carrie Quinlan. Barbara, tell us what happened after you got that second dose.
Well, on March 3rd, I got my second dose. I woke up on March 4th. I got a horrific pain in my right eye. It was so bad. The next thing I know, I'm on the floor in my bedroom. My husband said, let me try to get you on the bed. I couldn't get up. My left side was so bad. That's the last I remember. The next thing I'm told by my family that my son came and he saw that I was really bad. I started vomiting. He called my daughter. My daughter called the emergency and they came and they took me to Loudoun Hospital.
And then you ultimately, Barbara, had to go to Fairfax County hospital. Yeah. You had to be taken there. And what was the diagnosis?
Well, they took me by helicopter, and they were letting me die. I'm going to tell you, they were letting me die.
Get over it.
Yeah, because that's so the word that should be used by any doctor. Get over it.
Such a compassion. Again, Fox News, Laura Ingram, the Ingram angle last night. It's unbelievable, and that's just one of, you know, thousands of stories of adverse reactions. There's a number of especially young with heart issues, you know this. And
but the government wants us to do it.
Yes, but and now, again...
Which isn't that how communist could possibly go wrong? Thought in the first place? Yeah. Oh, the government wants us to do it. Oh, okay, well...
Yeah. Coming up on a break, I want to get Fred and Wing here quick. Freddie, we got a rodeo announcement, Three Plug Friday. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, thanks for that. We haven't been able to afford a whole lot of advertising for our rodeo this year. We haven't got a lot of it out, and we're going to have a rodeo in Wing. It's going to be... And this evening and tomorrow evening, get there by 5, I think, or earlier. I'm not exactly sure on the time, but if you're there at 5, you'll be fine. You get a chance to get in line, get a place to seat. And then we got our celebration tomorrow for Wing at the downtown, starting in the morning parade and all that stuff. So
you're going to see Milk and Grove, by the way, Fred.
Hey, that was great.
That was great. Tuesday at Milk and Grove. Fred was like, Fred, because of three. Remember me?
All right.
Oh, sure.
You do. Rodeo and party and Wing.
Need a grain storage, but steel prices have you feeling overwhelmed? Attention farmers, Gateway Building Systems is here to help. Limited rock solid bins in stock, offered at pre-steel pricing. But don't wait, act now. Save over 40% with these discounted rates. Gateway Building Systems is the number one rock bin dealer in the U.S. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Are you in the military or a veteran, a healthcare worker, first responder, police officer, firefighter, EMS, or an educator? If you are, I have great news for you. We are a Homes for Heroes lender that has amazing benefits for you. Please call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674, NMLS 194-550.
USA Radio News with Lance Pryde.
The United States did what we went to do in Afghanistan, to get the terrorists who attacked us on 9/11 and deliver justice to Osama bin Laden, and to degrade the terrorist threat to keep Afghanistan from becoming a base from which attacks could be continued against the United States. We achieved those objectives.
Afghan security officials reported Friday Taliban fighters have seized control of the Islam Qala border crossing with Iran in western Afghanistan. Another security official said Taliban fighters had seized five districts in Herat without a fight. A heavily armed commando unit that assassinated Haiti's president Jovenel Moïse on Wednesday was from 26 Colombians and two Haitian Americans. Port-au-Prince Police Chief Charles Leon said 15 Colombians were captured, as well as two Haitian Americans. Three of the assailants were killed, and eight remain on the run. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
To What's On Your Mind, Friday edition. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, and for Scott Hennen. Scott, he's got the day off back on Monday. He's got a wedding today. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA across the neighborhood, helping America fuel better and feel better with a good full belly at lunch. And it's Friday. That means Valley City's got pulled pork or gravy or chicken fettuccine. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. So you got two choices there. Harwood's got two sloppy joes with chips. West Main Avenue in West Fargo, corn dogs today with the mac and cheese. That they do a killer mac and cheese, you guys. Sloppy Joe's at 12th Avenue, 205 NP Avenue's got chef's choice today. Glendon serving up Salisbury steak, that'll be me. And Newland's got meatballs today. And, of course, every Friday, a personal pan pizza with cheese or garlic and or garlic bread for $5.99. There's specials every day, including that 4 for $4 that they've got. At any PetroServe USA location, helping America fuel better. Do we have Steve on? Steve on? Oh, okay. Well, we can get him in the next segment then. Economist Steve Moore, former Trump administration economist, going to be on with us here shortly then. I saw him on Fox and Friends this morning. He was talking about we've got 9 million plus jobs open in this country and we can't fill them. And yet we've got money, tax credits, child tax credits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, flowing to those that don't want to work or don't feel that they want to. And the numbers are staggering. What he said this morning blew me away. On a family of four, two kids, two adults that have decided to take advantage of all the benefits given and not work. The numbers are unbelievable. It will blow you away. You'll want to hear it coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We got a couple of texts in. We were earlier talking about in Minnesota. We found out now in the lake that I live on, we have these, they're called giant Chinese snails. You Google them, you can say that. We got a text, Todd, you got a text, Todd, it says, are you allowed to say Chinese snails in Minnesota? Minnesota changed the name of Asian carp to nuisance carp. That is correct. And I don't know if I can, if the woke police will be coming and knocking on my door for saying the term Chinese giant snails. I suppose they would just be nuisance giant snails now or whatever. But they are giant. Another text, giant, sounds like an opportunity to sell escargot. I'll never forget. My senior prom. Uh-oh. My dad gave me the card to go to the Golden Valley Country Club. We were member, or he was a member at Golden Valley Country Club down in the Twin Cities. It's a very nice country club. Great restaurant. So he agreed to let my two best friends and myself and our dates go to Golden Valley Country Club on him. He was going to buy the six of us dinner. And I took that to mean, well, let's go. I mean, if we're going, let's go dining. So when I ordered, they had escargot, which is snails. So we ordered like two or three orders of escargot, and at the time it was very expensive. My dad got the bill for that particular evening that he, you know, he yells at me to come downstairs. I come downstairs. He goes, so how were the snails?
I said, he didn't tell you not to get them, right?
Exactly. I said, oh, they're delicious. I said, I mean, I've really never had them.
He said, well,
don't three want orders. Me to go and then.
He said, three orders. You must have really liked them. Said, yeah, they were really good.
So and you're still paying him back month to month, right?
That didn't go over well. Another text, Asian carp are the jumpers that we talk about. Yeah, they are. They are the ones that, it's unbelievable if you watch YouTube and some of these invasive species that have, they have them in the Missouri south of Yankton. Yep, I don't know how far north they are. They do have zebra mussels in Francis's case, though, talking about the zebra mussel invasive species. And again, we're going to talk to Game and Fish just after top of the hour. About the invasive species problem in North Dakota. It's a problem everywhere. Like I said, it's down to these Asian jumping carp. The videos of these are unbelievable. And they run down the rivers and they're jumping in the boats. So, and one more text we just got here. We might as well get to all of them.
If only we could get walleye to do that, huh?
All right. It says, can you guys talk about the weather modification cloud seeding? Why are they still doing it? I'm pretty sure farmers, ranchers, would take the chances with hail. Almost every storm that starts in Montana is hit by 3/4-inch planes or 3/4 planes, and that storm hits Williston and starts to spit and doesn't drop you-know-what for rain. You can watch the planes on an app hit the storms. Why are taxpaying dollars going towards this kind of excrement? We need the rain. I don't know much about that. And if you do and want to, and can address that question, 800-228-0550 is the number. I know they do cloud seeding. I know it's still happening. I know we're paying for it. But, man, do we need the rain? I know in the western part of our...
Didn't we need it? And I'd love to hear from farmers and ranchers. I mean, is there a point to it now, or is it too late, or is it too late? But we should have been doing that months ago when we're sitting there going, okay, we're ready. Go ahead and rain. And then it never
It doesn't, does it work to the level they think it does? I don't know about it. I feel you. I mean, it's weird. We're on, when we're on locally in Fargo, half of our audience is in Minnesota, and Minnesota is, the corn looks great. The rain that they've gotten, has seemed to help. And even in the valley here enough that depending on where you are, but I know, and it's not just the western Dakotas. It's, big parts of the country. That are dealing with it. I'm feeling you. I know you need the rain. I wish I could snap my fingers or do some sort of I'd put the belly dance outfit on and do a rain dance if I could. And if it worked, I'll tell you, I'll put it on YouTube. If it
Thanks
worked,
that
if I know
visual,
it would work,
now.
I would do it.
Some things
Whatever
cannot
it takes.
Be unseen. Kevin doing the belly dance outfit.
Oh, my God.
I just saw the other day it was National Belly Dance Day. So I don't know why.
Why do they have a day for that?
My friend said she actually took classes, and she still has the skirt and the whole thing, and the finger symbol deals they use and the whole deal. I don't.
But I see that out of a girl. I don't see that out of you.
I don't care. If it brings the rain, I'll put the RuPaul outfit on and dance for you. If it gets the rain falling. That's all I'm saying, my friend. Kev is here for you. All right? Yeah, I know. I understand.
Ru Kev.
Yeah, it's really unreal.
Your and new the, name is Ru Kev.
Yeah. And you hate to be the deliverer of any of that news, but the outlook in the next couple of weeks is just more of the same. More
I
heat.
Know.
And you look down south, and I mean, they've got Elsa's pounding the East Coast. They've got a ton of rain going through Texas. They have, it's just one of those weird years. It's just kind of, is what it is. I mean, when it comes to the rain totals, we wish we could give you better news. I know my in-laws are down in Aberdeen. They're talking about it quite a bit. They were actually smiling, loving watching it rain the other day, called and said, we're watching it rain. It's so awesome. I want to give a shout-out to a gentleman named Doug Legler. Have you heard about Doug?
Mm.
Doug died. Doug died, and when Doug died, he had his obituary in the Fargo Forum, and all it says is there's a picture of Doug and his name, Douglas Legler, and underneath that it says, Doug died. That's it.
Well,
that's it. That's all Doug wanted.
Isn't that pretty much what you wanted to know?
Hats off, my friend. Hats off.
Okay,
leave him asking questions.
When I go and he want to put my obit in the paper, I want it to say, him too.
Right.
Todd did too.
And there's an article in USA Today about it. He made USA Today. It's all over. It's in the, and I get the Independent email, and it says obituaries can range from lengthy
hagiographics detailing a person's life and character to a short and simple list of passions, achievements, and best traits. But Doug took it to a new level. Doug died. So rest in peace, Doug.
That is outstanding.
I saw that. I had to pass that along. That is a good
Let's
Friday
people,
story.
I'm going
to
put
in
the
peace,
fun
Doug.
And funeral when I go.
Absolutely.
Sounds like Doug's my kind of guy.
All right. 20 in front of the top of the hour. We're going to be talking to Steve Moore, who is a former Trump economic advisor. He has got a little delayed. He'll be with us into the next segment. But Roger's on somewhere in North Dakota. Has info on cloud. What can you tell us, Roger, about cloud seeding?
Well, I can tell you this much, you guys. If this thing did all the great stuff that they claimed it does, everybody would be doing it. But instead, there's, what, four counties that do hail suppression in the United States out of 3,200 and some?
Right.
And nobody has ever left this program and came back. So that kind of speaks loud, because if they think they're saving us from something and you left and you're like, oh, my gosh, that is true. It made a huge difference. People would all come back.
Right.
They don't. And then you look at these guys with these weather mod programs. They're all affiliated with airports. It's all about the program. It's not about results. I mean, you look at long-term 50-year averages.
Yep.
The one place in North Dakota where rainfall has not increased in the last 50 years over the previous 50 is in the cloud seeding region.
Roger, you just made the most brilliant statement I've maybe heard this year. It's not about the program. Or I'm sorry, it's not about results. It's about the program. That is the federal government in one statement. That is
no
the,
kidding.
It's never about a result or anything getting done.
Amen. Amen.
And that's exactly it. And you see, the guys like me that fight against this, we got lives. The people who fight for this program, their livelihood is the program.
Right.
But they're
exactly.
The ones that know what the schedule is at the Capitol to go testify. All the county commissioners listen to them because they're the expert. Yet all they're doing
There's
is
another word.
For themselves.
Yep.
Because,
yeah.
You know, we don't ever, when we were fighting this in Ward County, because you got to realize Ward County was the longest running continuous weather modification program in the history of the world.
Wow.
So we got that on a ballot last year, and we won 10 to 1.
That's what I love about this show.
Ballot measure. There's not a ballot measure around that won 10 to 1.
Yeah.
And it's hated by everybody, but these county commissioners who kind of let the weather mod people in the door, they get their ears bent by the people from the state.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if you want to look into it.
Yeah, there's got to be some contracts, and there's got to be some money flowing here somewhere.
Yeah,
There's only one reason to keep a program going with no results, and that's there's money flowing from somewhere for it.
Yeah, and the thing is you think there's a swamp in D.C.? It is just my experience with this one little niche topic. It is just as bad in Bismarck, if not worse, because this is a microcosm for government programs in general. Everybody on the public sector side won't say anything bad about it on the record because nobody wants to step on each other's toes. And so it's just a giant echo chamber down there at Bismarck.
Yep. All right, Roger. Thank you, brother.
Just the term government expert gives me a headache right there, right?
Thanks, Roger. Appreciate it. And Jason and Minot's on talk about the same thing, but greatest statement ever. It's all about the program. It's never about the results.
Yep.
Don't even think that it is. And follow the money, because there's money rolling through somewhere on that. I learned something. That's what I love about this show. Every day I learn something from our neighborhood. So it's What's on Your Mind. We will be right back.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July 2021 auctions include 40 acres in McKenzie County, North Dakota, 160 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 65 acres of potential development land on the northern edge of Bismarck. And don't forget, in Cooperstown, July 15th and 16th, a two-day auction for the Dahl family. Trailers, tractors, industrial tools, heavy-duty shop equipment, and hundreds of lots of metal and scrap iron. Go to Piper's.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? A drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. What's on your mind? This guy's going to be rocking the stage at ND Country Fest in New Salem tonight. Brantley Gilbert. All right. Yeah, that's the guy. Second night of three nights there. Red River Valley Fair starting today, going all week. Man, there's a lot happening. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Piper's. Upcoming July auctions include 40 acres in McKenzie County. They got 160 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Sheridan County near McCluskey. And on the edge of Bismarck, 65 acres of potential development land on the north edge of town. And don't forget, in Cooperstown on July 15th, 16th, they got a two-day auction for the Dahl family. Trailers, tractors, industrial tools, heavy-duty shop equipment, and hundreds of lots of metal and scrap wire and things like that. More info, go to Piper's, P-I-F-E-R-S.com. Steve Moore, former Donald Trump, Trump administration economic advisor, in just a moment. But, Jason, I wanted to get you in quick because we were talking about cloud seeding and weather modification. What did you want to add to that?
The five times that it did try to rain this year, you know, you could see all the times it would build up around Stanley, that area over there, and years before it would come and come, and we'd get these nice, big, beautiful rains. Yeah, we might get some heavy rain, some hail or something like that. But
right.
Now you see this build, and it builds, and it gets to Highway 83, you know, or before that, you see the planes on that app that the guy with the previous caller was talking about.
Right, so yeah.
Gets Highway 83, and it deteriorates, and you get nothing. You know,
that's
how
weird.
Do you raise crops and cattle and stuff like that on 50-100 terrain in a year, you know?
It's like there's someone there saying, the park's closed, now you need to go back the other way or something. What's going on with that? That's weird. All right, man. Appreciate it, Jason. Thank you. All right. Steve Moore is on. Steve, I saw you, by the way. Welcome to the show. Scott's not here, but we're glad to have you. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
Always great to have you. I saw you on Fox and Friends this morning, a little debate you had going. It really surprises me that you have to actually convince people that it is a fact that they're being how many of them, what the number is, are being paid to stay home because it's simply easier and it's, you know, there's just money to be had there. And it just amazes me with nine plus. How many jobs did you say are available right now in your earlier?
9.25 million jobs across the United States, which is, you know, larger than the entire population of Michigan.
Wow. And my question through this whole thing, Steve, is where is everybody? Where did everybody go? Before COVID, thriving, booming, we're rolling, we're doing, we're getting it done, and all of a sudden, poof, where is everybody? And I think the answer is they're on their couch, aren't they? They're at home.
Yeah. People are getting paid more money because of our smart government. We're paying people more money in unemployment benefits, food stamps, free Obamacare, $3,000 per child subsidies. All of these things are adding up, and people are saying, hey, I could sit on the couch and watch Netflix, and I can make more money than working as a trucker or working on a construction project or a manufacturing. You know, with 1.2 million manufacturing, construction, and trucking jobs open, and those are, you know, pretty darn good paying jobs, and we can't get people to fill them.
Wow. And when do you see this coming to an end? I mean, when do you see this winding down? It's got to have an expiration date.
So you're there in North Dakota. I believe your state has suspended these $300 a week.
Yes, they have. Yep. North Dakota has. Minnesota has not. Yep.
Yeah. So Minnesota has not because they've got a Democrat who's going to stay in politics. They have not. Let's just say not a very smart governor. And whereas the 25 states with Republican governors, I think every one of them except one has. I think every one of them has suspended those benefits. And guess which states, by the way, are seeing the biggest reduction in unemployment?
Those states.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's really kind of amazing to me that, here we are with 9 million jobs opening. It's one thing to pay people supplemental unemployment benefits when all the jobs went away, but guess what? The jobs are back. So can you explain the logic of continuing those benefits? And by the way, it's very, very bad for these workers to stay unemployed. You know, you think, oh, this is great. Uncle Sam's paying me to stay on the couch. Don't do it. It's really bad. The longer you stay unemployed, the worse it is for you and your family, no matter how much free money the government's giving you.
I follow you on Twitter, and just on this same topic, I noticed a couple of days ago you had a tweet, and it said Maryland was set to end the $300 unemployment bonus last weekend. Then a Baltimore circuit judge, Lawrence Fletcher Hill, ordered the bonuses to continue. Now the state's suffering caused by the labor shortage will carry on. Why, and I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, Steve Moore, why would anyone think that continuing that in the environment we're in with the need we have for employees, why would any judge think that that's a good idea other than partisan politics?
Well, they're trying to make the case that this is like an entitlement. You know, that these workers are entitled to these extra benefits. And, you know, I just think that's wrong. And by the way, there are now challenges in 5 or 6 other states. Now, there's a good news to this. There is a silver lining here, which is supposedly by September Labor Day, these extra unemployment benefits will expire federally. So it goes away. Except, you're not going to believe this. Are you sitting down?
Yep.
Because you're not going to believe this. Now there's a bill in Congress to make those extra unemployment benefits permanent.
Oh!
Yay!
Get over it.
I'm not making this up.
How exciting is that? Where are you going to get the money? Where do they get the money for that?
You're in my wallet.
Anyway, I mean, here's the answer.
Here's the thing. I was being, only half facetious, but the point is, the only way you can give money to people who aren't working is to take it away from who?
Yeah, us.
The people who are working, right?
Yep, the people that are working.
Money out there, folks. It doesn't come down like manna from heaven.
Steve Moore, always a pleasure. Of course, the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. You can find out more about Steve. Appreciate you, my friend, and keep up the great work.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
It's been a long day, an even longer week, and don't even think about the past year. At the end of a crazy day, you can let all those stressful thoughts just fade away with the smooth taste of North Dakota Sweet Crude, an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and now there's a new generation of Sweet Crude called Sweet Crude Orange, the same smooth finish with a splash of orange. North Dakota Sweet Crude and Sweet Crude Orange, a great way to finish your day.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.